Valentine's Day in Thailand. Thais celebrated Valentine's throughout the day yesterday in a wide variety of ways. Once again, Bangkok's Bangrak district, the traditional district of love, was the early focus as couples lined up at the district office well before it opened to enter a draw for a gold marriage certificate. The first winners were Police Lieutenant Chu Kiet Chong Somboon Kuson, 35, of the Metropolitan Police Bureau, and Chantima Tirawan, 21. The officer finished work around 2 a.m. Thursday, and the couple waited outside the office from 5 a.m., long before it opened. Bangrak District was expected to formalize the marriages of about 1,000 couples by day's end. One couple at Bangrak who did not succeed in getting their marriage registered was Rungthiwa Dangkanopat and Panlawi Jongtang Satjatham. The problem? They are both women. District officials explained to them that they could not register the marriage because the law does not permit them to do so. This came as no surprise to the couple, as they were clearly there in a show of support for a House of Representatives-sponsored bill, now in the public hearing stage, that would allow same-sex marriage. "We understand officials here have no power to give us a marriage certificate," Ms. Rungthiwa said. Meanwhile, in Nakhon Ratchasima, 90-year-old Satien Chekratok chose Valentine's Day this year to marry Tong, who is also 90, after they had spent 23 years together in Chokchai District and seen their six children by other marriages grow up and have their own families. "What's the secret of living together in old age?" "We live like friends, like brother and sister," the 90-year-old newlywed husband said. "We always talk to each other with no emotional upsets. And it always ends up my doing everything she wants," he laughed. Police in Konkan set up checkpoints in the city, but it was special this time as officers gave motorists who broke the road rules roses and motorcyclists safety helmets instead of tickets, to their great surprise. They also warned them to drive safely and respect the law in the future.